other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking some more calls now. The Dr. Corsi's on with us for a couple segments with big updates on the providence of Obama. Where did Barry Sotero really come from? I haven't gotten into the really big news yet on the economy, on the police state, science and technology, Middle East. It's all coming up in your phone calls first. Right now, let's go to Peter in Washington. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'd like to talk just briefly about the New World Order and Marxism.
Yes.
Now, Karl Marx talked about the higher stages of communism, which would involve the withering away of the state. He even talked about fishing in the morning and hunting in the afternoon you could do. Now, how would that be practical? Well, I think you supply the answer with your analysis of eugenics. That really Marxism does not require a government even, unlike fascism, and that this whole thing is consistent with Marxism alone.
No, that's it. Marxism, though, is not the final phase. You know, they say total government and then socialism, total communism, but that's just to bring in the new system, which is designed to kill almost everyone because it's a system created by the British royalty for eugenics to reduce population. And so, absolutely, it is the post-industrial kill grip. And they sell lazy nobodies to be the exterminators in the first phase, then they're exterminated next. Then a bioweapon exterminates the last group.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. But you see, these people, as I see them, are, you know, some of them are rip-off artists, but the more intellectual ones are really Marxists. And then they will be the only people. And that's consistent with what you talked about.
No, that's what they say. That's why the communists always get into eugenics, because they are eugenics. Look, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, it's all declassified, on record, created the Soviet Union and put Mao Zedong in power and told him kill, well, the Chinese say 84 million people, we say 64. But, I mean, this is what they do. If you look at what Mao did, it's what they're bringing in here.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah.
I mean, what do you make of them now just announcing 30,000 armed drones to just kill us whenever they want? I mean, this is out of control.
Part of this whole thing that you've described so well, better, I think, than anybody I've ever come across. And, the higher stages of communism is ultimately a betrayal. And it's more than just some financiers. These financiers are part of the system. They are required. You might even call them the devil's paymasters.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. That's in the communist 10 planks. They say central banks, bankers. And it's a religion. That's why they always ban Christianity, because every top communist, if you study history, is actually a Luciferian devil worshiper. They're devil worshipers. What do you think devils create? They create this monstrosity, abortion, poverty, pain, everything ugly. It's unbelievable what's about to happen.
Well, best wishes, Alex, and I'm working on my own things, too.
Yeah, you have a great voice. What are you, a radio guy?
No, but I was told that I did have a good voice. No, I'm actually... a writer. I don't write on politics. I write on write on some mathematical theories. I'm not I'm not a computational type. I'm more a theorist, just as Bertrand Russell was more of a theorist than a computationalist. But my ideas are not the same as his.
Well, we're going to try to start an audio blogging system at planetinfowars.com. It's in beta right now, having some hiccups. But people, folks like you should go with an interface and start, do a YouTube video. Don't wait. I mean, it's time to get your ideas out there, all of you. We'll be back.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty busting out of the gates like a wild bull to run down the globalists in the info war. It is Thursday, the 24th day of May, 2012. We were going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily on, who's in Hawaii, hot on the trail, demanding that they release the records. And, of course, they keep releasing fake records. They keep getting exposed as releasing fake records. And we have Obama's publicist for 16 years, 9 months, saying he was born in Kenya. That info was supplied by Obama. That's who supplies it to the publicist. I've worked with publicists myself. That's just standard. He was supposed to be on. I've never heard him like this. He's like, I can't come on for 1 hour. I'm with, with the detectives. It's a war zone. It's a war zone. I'm going to have breaking news. I hope to be with you in an hour. I'm like, okay. So there was a bunch of stuff going on when we just talked to him. So, and he's with the head of the cold case posse, Zulo. So they're going to have some breaking news. He can bring him along with him if he wants, popping in at the start of the next hour. Right now we're going to go back to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. If you just joined us, it's coming out that, of course, there's quotas nationwide to write more tickets and raise more money. There's also quotas to arrest people, 2,000 people every 2 days in Miami. And, I mean, I won't go now to New Braunfels, Texas. Beautiful. You can go tubing. But everybody goes down there, spends money in the town to go in the Comal River and others. And you get there, and you'll see, you know, a young college woman going, woo, having fun. Cop says, get out of the water, you're drunk. And they don't even look like they're drunk. Take them to jail. I was pulling out of the parking lot once from going tubing, and I saw paddy wagons waiting for the people getting off their tubes, and they're going, you're drunk, you're drunk, you're drunk, you're drunk. But again, when we don't go to these places, our world just gets smaller. Oh, you won't fly? We'll just set up TSA checkpoints on the side of the street. Oh, you must take vaccines to go to college. We're just not going to let you go to college unless you take these shots and then lie to you and say it's the law when it's not. All over the country, police are even taking as little as $500 out of wallets. When somebody opens their wallet to give them the driver's license, the police say, let me see that. They take your wallet and take the money out and say, you can challenge this, but if you do, I'm going to take you to jail. Chances are there's drug residue on these bills because they know most of the time there is. It's been in circulation. And they just laugh at you. Or you got to bring cash to get your son out for his DWI. The woman brings it. This was in the news. And they take her cash saying it's drug money. It's going criminal, okay? That's what tyranny is, and it's organized evil. Tyranny is organized evil, running around wrapped in the flag of your nation. And here's Local 10 News. Police face criticism over reported arrest quota. Officers Union, Miami Beach Brass order 2,000 arrests over holiday. Yeah, it's the union that orders everything. These unions run everything. That's why you go to New York and the huge potbelly cops smoking cigars, beating women up. I mean, it's like Idiocracy or something. A reported arrest quota for Memorial Day weekend is causing anger and concern among community activists and union officers in Miami. God, the union always plays good cop, bad cop. So some of the police are doing the right thing and complaining to the union. Rumors of the quota, which allegedly calls for 2,000 people to be arrested over the holiday weekend, first came to light in an email complaint from an officers' union. In that email, the union called the quota aggressive, patently unfair, and unjust. So here I am blaming the union. They're actually saying don't do it. But then there's another article here where the union's actually saying it's okay. I don't know. It's all politics. But I tell you what, police, you're going to be obsolete soon. Think about how much things have changed in just 5 years. In 8 years, the system plans to have most police work done by robot vans. They already have a bunch of states where robot cars are driving, where a robot cop actually walks up to your car. This is happening. All these little swords and wheeled vehicles you see, that's 30-year-old technology. Now, I told you the drones were coming to the skies, and people are like, oh, yeah, right. This is all planned. Robots on the ground. Japan's already actually got them. Controlling traffic in some test. And these things walk right up to you. This is so hellish. And they'll say, well, you know, the robot is programmed and it went ahead and tasered you because you were non-compliant. Look at this story out of My Fox. Florida teen has diploma withheld over the fact that he kneeled, that he knelt during the graduation ceremony. You see, they lie and say no religion in schools. That's because you can't have one state religion. You can't have the school say everyone must be a Buddhist, everyone must be a Catholic, everyone must be a Muslim if you go to this school. That's all separation of church and state is, and all that is a letter from Thomas Jefferson saying you can't have the government order you to follow, say, the Gaia religion as they're trying to do right now. Which has nothing to do with the earth, is the way they package it. It's really an anti-human religion. So that's the type of police state developments here. And it goes on to say, diploma withheld, embarrassed publicly in order to clean the gym over the fact that he knelt during the ceremony and thanked God. And they tell you, you have no free speech. I've seen cases in Texas where somebody brings a Bible in their bag. And they take it and throw it in the trash and have the police arrest them. There's no law, but the cop does whatever they're told. And, of course, later they're released. But this, we're not a free country like you think. You've got to admit this takeover's happened if we're going to reverse this. It's staggering to see this happen. A Florida teenager had his diploma withheld and was ordered to clean the school gym as punishment for Tebowing on stage during his graduation ceremony. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully here. It was even his mother that thought it should happen because of her political correctness, believing that there's no free speech in a school. You can go in a school and say that you think Obama is a criminal and give evidence of it. Now, they can tell you don't talk during that period if everybody else can't talk. But you can't have a big political discussion in social studies, socialist studies. See how it's all hidden in plain view? Human resources, you're seen as a resource. See how it's all hiding in plain view like you're an idiot? They just normalize all this. She says, you can be arrested if you talk bad about him. This is what's being taught. And all over the country, they have people that sue. If anyone prays, I've seen lawsuits just in Texas where I live, but I've seen them all over the country, where if a coach prays with his athletes or her athletes before or during halftime, it's said to be offensive and the game is forfeited or lawsuits are filed by the other team. In San Antonio a few months ago, they chanted USA because it's a military town. The other team was local as well. It is kind of a mindless chant. Anytime, you know, there's a police state thing happening, people chant USA. The point is, they said it was racist and banned saying USA. All over the country, you can't wear an American flag in schools because the illegal aliens find it offensive. Look that up. That's mainstream news. They're training you that there's no free speech, and the younger generation's being trained that their parents aren't in charge, that the state is in charge, and that vaccines are the law. And now they tell students, you've seen this in the news countless times around graduation. It's happening right now in the news. They say, do not, if you're the valedictorian or the salutatorian or the people that are speaking, or if you're having a guest speaker, even if a congressman is coming to speak. I saw a case of this one in Florida, same state as this is happening. I told him, do not say a prayer, do not thank God. And they're telling high school football players and basketball players, do not thank God at any award ceremonies. You could get up there and say, I want to thank my dad. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my coach. I want to thank my grandfather. I want to thank my grandmother. I want to thank Jesus Christ. I want to thank Allah. I want to thank Buddha. I want to thank the Keebler Elves. I want to thank, you know, the Lucky Charms. I want to thank Willy Wonka. But this is outrageous. I've had TSA when I start telling them, hey, that lady, she's allowed to have 3 ounces. That's a 2 ounce. You shut your mouth, you're not going to fly. All right, well, you do whatever you got to, but I'm going to formally sue you. And you may even beat the rap. You're not going to beat the ride. They'll just say, get out of here. Get out of here. I forget which flight it was one time. They're like, what is this? They always do that with a 35-millimeter camera, you know, video camera. And I go, you know what it is. You're just trying to act like I'm guilty for some power trip because you've been told to train us to be prisoners. But you're too stupid to understand all of what's happening. You enjoying the cancer? You're going to get cancer from these x-ray machines and these scanners. Just get out of here. Yeah, I'm not scared of you. Oh, you're going to have fun when the next little kid comes through? Huh? See, I'm done. I see you. I know you. I study this 24/7. I'm right. You're wrong. Period. And I'm not afraid anymore. And again, 15% of people are not re-enrolling previous the other number. They project they're going to cancel 500 classes in the summer. It could be 1,000. And one of the biggest community college systems in the world, Austin Community College. And look what's on their front page. Bacterial meningitis is requirement. Guess whoever took that shot, so brain damage, it's not even separated. I guess that's how you spell meningitis. The point is, let's put it back up on screen there. It's a requirement, not a law. They're supposed to give you the waiver for the policy, but the battle with the administrators is they go, look, we're totally imploding here. Doesn't matter. The brain damaging, the soft killing of people is more important that they be implanted with those viruses and heavy metals then so what? Some escape, they'll get them later. To have a job, to live, they're going to try to make you take shots. They're now giving kids shots in California without parental consent. So there you go. You can't go to college unless you get the deadly bioweapon.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The globalists have taken over countless countries and committed genocide. Why not do it to the biggest plum of all, the United States? All over the country, they're having giant urban warfare drills with parachuting troops, helicopters, gunboats landing in Tampa. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we'll show you the Daily Mail has an article and photos and videos of it. There's also an article at InfoWars.com linked to it all by Kurt Nemo, Black Helicopter Special Forces trained for RNC Police State. And the citizens are all, yay, America. That's not America anymore. It's like everybody, yay, Blackwater, that is based in Dubai. They work for the New World Order. And it's all like, oh, it's so manly that they've got, you know, the troops jumping out of helicopters and riding in on their gunboats to keep us safe from the people. And all the good old boys get out there and, yay, America! Yay, America! America's gone, pal. Oh, look, they're riding in with their Gatling gun. They got a little Chinese-made American flag hanging there. This is what we've become. And the local police are involved in it, so they're all with the military. They're openly getting you ready for military occupation. And everybody's clapping, yay! 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 Take my guns! Yay, 30,000 drones! I'm so glad we've been captured by foreign banks. Oh, hey! Facebook comes out and puts out a stock release publicly to rip everybody off. Oh, it's okay. It's fun to be ripped off. It's cool. American Idol's on. Dancing with the Stars. Jack in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I enjoyed Lord Monckton yesterday. It was fantastic. And I just wanted to ask you a question. You got the new social network up and running. I've joined. I was wondering, is it possible for you to put up a video on there where somebody with that's very good at research could help people to learn how to research? Because a lot of the people that I reach, a lot of people I speak to, and you know, as I post articles on Facebook and so on.
Yeah.
These people, they really don't know how to research. They have no idea how they could look up this thing, you know, these things to verify them.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's like probably over 100 articles a day in government documents at InfoWars.com alone. All they got to do is go to InfoWars.com. All of my films are free online. They have the articles as I say it or the clips from Congress. I mean, if people don't know we're in trouble, they're not paying attention, as the bumper sticker says. I mean, I don't know what else I can say. The system admits they're overthrowing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I can't do everything. I mean, I was up here till 10 o'clock last night, again yesterday. I'm not even doing the nightly news right now. The crew is. I'm getting ready for Bilderberg. I'll be doing it, some of it from there. I'm doing the radio show, everything. And people are always like, well, where's your proof? The Rockefeller Foundation had plans to put sterilants in vaccines. Just type in Rockefeller Foundation documents, sterilants and vaccines, and it will put it in the search engine. Just put in the search engine what I say, and that will come up with links to them. They don't hide this. The White House science czar says sterilize people. He doesn't hide it. The big journal of bioethics says kill children up to age 3, including healthy ones. Sounds insane. It is insane. That's what Hitler was insane, and that really happened too. People are like, you know, I say Hitler killed millions of people. Well, where's the proof of that? Well, here it is. People who always say Hitler didn't kill anybody and was a nice guy, they're like, but we do need to kill all the Jews, though. You know, Hitler didn't kill any Jews, but we need to kill him. He didn't kill enough of them. I'm like, oh, there it is. Now, there's the President's 5-year review, an annual report, 1968. The Rockefeller Foundation, and that got declassified in 2001. And that's the sterilants in your shots. A little double cancer in there, too. It implants itself in your cell walls. It's designed on average when you hormonally get up to the age of retirement, that then the replication begins and your immune system fails. They want to soft kill you around 60, a little before retirement. But there's greedy interest getting in there with so many shots for your 5-year-old. A lot of times they succumb to the black op. But hey, the preacher will be at the meeting and talk about how your child's in a better place when you lower him into the ground, because everybody knows it couldn't be as bad as Alex says. So just keep rolling your sleeves up. I mean, I don't know what I can say, sir. And the guys just typed in Rockefeller Foundation, sterilants and vaccines. Their own report came up. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I know. The thing is, it's not a problem for me.
They can't find it because they don't want to. You understand that?
Really, what's going on right now is really, if you really want to look at it, you know, we've swallowed, we've strained out gnats and swallowed camels. I mean,
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I just want to get us out of this. I know those of you that love liberty have the same desire in your heart. Every time I see old people, every time I see little children, every time I see the innocence of little boys and girls. I was just looking at InfoWars.com during the break, and they had an image of Chinese children trying to avoid the flu, wearing a little mask, the little eyes full of hopes and dreams, and all being dashed and taken away. Children set in front of the television to be destroyed. Our biggest enemy is the television. I'm around it all the time. Even semi-awake people, they don't have an immediacy. They're not, it's not even an intelligence issue. It's an awareness issue. people who watch a lot of television, it changes your brainwave patterns. Just type in television changes brainwave patterns. You'll get hundreds of studies. Type in television viewing Alzheimer's, television viewing IQ drop. It's a fact. Half of the UT psychology department, of the research section, which is most of it, the whole college is just a front for DARPA operations, was just how to flicker to mesmerize people. And then they had whole sections on how to subliminally arouse men and women so that you could then implant messages. It's a giant mind control factory. One visit 12 years ago to the UT psychology department. Yeah, there's a big paper. Television viewing IQ and academic achievement. That's a big paper. Let me see the top of that. Who did that paper? You can also just type in, that's the Journal of Broadcasting. That's an article in 1980. Type in television and Alzheimer's. Television and Alzheimer's. My wife's at the gun store calling. And this cannot wait. I've got to call her now on air. Hold on one moment. Firearms even take precedence over the radio show. She was calling during the break, and then every time I got on the phone, she wasn't answering. Oh, there it is. TV's linked to Alzheimer's, BBC. And it's a fact. People are mesmerized and they're chemically poisoned. Hey, honey, yeah, you were asking me about calibers and stuff? Well, you got another 410 judge, right? What else did you get? What else did you get? They sold you a Derringer? I don't like those, honey. Whatever, we can always have, it doesn't matter. Any gun's a good gun. But the point is they, it's a 357 Derringer? I told you to get, if you want a pink one, I told you to find out who's got like a 357 long-barreled classic Smith & Wesson or Colt revolver. Because, you know, you've gotten pretty good with the revolvers, so you could shoot somebody if they came over the fence in the yard, you know, at 50 yards with that right in the chest. I mean, that's a good, I mean, well, what else did you get? What is that? What is the Colt you got? 357? Well, tell me what it is. Okay. All right. Well, you wanted some more guns. That's great. I'm sorry I couldn't go with you. But I've been so the salesman sold you a regular handgun and not a revolver. Okay. Oh, you liked it. Well, whatever you want. All right. Did you get a lot of ammo for each gun? Did you get target ammo as well as hollow points? How many rounds did you get? You get like 20 boxes at least? All right, I love you, honey. I'll see you later. Bye. Oh, boy. Okay, there you go. I thought she was at the gun show. I was getting all these texts about, not the gun show, the gun shop. She wants some pink guns. None of my guns are pink. I said, okay, just go get yourself some guns. Go get yourself some pink guns if you want pink guns. And then she likes the 410 Judge I've got. That's a good little gun. So she's got one of those now. She's got herself one. We have matching judges. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. I like that. Listen to that all day. You'll watch me a spaghetti western now. Oh, man. Okay, let's just go back to your phone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, they're killing us. They admit they're putting it in the shots. And you know how good a news it is that they've had a 15% unenrollment or refusal to enroll for the next semester? See, they started saying in January, it's the law. You've got to take shots in Texas to be in college. They're doing it in most other states. There is no law. It's all a hoax. 15% drop so far in the summer enrollment, others are dropping out. That's 500 classes they're going to have to cancel at the community college. They got like 9 or 10 big campuses here in Austin, taxpayer paid for, by the way. They're going to have to close 500, and they say if the trend continues at this rate, it'll be 1,000 classes or over 30% of their classes by the fall. Good, good. See, the system doesn't care. They don't care if 40 plus, what is it, 42 billion, the last numbers we got, lost in 2010. That's why the travel associations, the hotel associations, the theme park associations said, please stop the groping of the genitals. Please stop the naked body scanners. It's killing the country. The TSA's answer is, yeah, bus travel's up by double. We'll just set up highway checkpoints there. You will not escape us. We will dominate you. We will be the boss. You ever been to a third world country where you pull up to checkpoints driving down the road? It's so humiliating, and the cops are on power trips and love scaring people, type of folks. I mean, this is America. This is, we're giving up our birthright because it's so fun to get scared of Al-Qaeda that publicly works for the globalist. And I was sitting there talking to some guys the other night. They go, no, we know the government killed Pat Tillman. Yeah, we know the government's growing opium. Yeah, we know they're funding Al-Qaeda. And one guy's just like, I just can't handle it, though. I got a family, and I just don't want to – I know it's going on, but I just want to live my life. You're not going to get to live your life much longer. Do you got it? And then these people send me, I see comments on the website. Like, if you don't like it, leave it. Oh, really? Leave it? A world government? Leave the country? My ancestors on both sides came over in the Mayflower, were involved at every level of Revolutionary War, every level of trailblazing, every level of Texas independence. I mean, I'm not – I never really got into this on air, but – I mean, I am Americana royalty. So many of you are. I mean, I'm as American as it gets, okay? Up one side and down the other. Pilgrim's Progress, baby, that's me. Pilgrim all the way, one side and down the other. And I, both sides of my family. And I got to be told, get out of the country. I mean, I'm going to go to your calls right now. I'm trying to go to them quickly, but I appreciate everybody holding. Everybody get ready because I'm going to Josh, Daryl, Jeremiah, Doris, Bob, and others. I know Doris Day's a listener out there on KSCO. Hi, Doris. She listens to Michael Zwirling's mother's commentaries that are amazing. Side issue. New York Post. Mike's immigrant plan to save cities. Oh, the globalists have paid to ship the jobs out of the country. In fact, what's that headline on Drudge? Put that up real quick. Lights out Detroit. They're going to bulldoze a third of the area. And they're harassing anybody trying to plant gardens. Go ahead and click on it. Lights out Detroit. Look at that. Half of Detroit streetlights may go out as city shrinks. One of the most prosperous cities in the world. $22 billion to ship the factories to China and Mexico and Brazil and Eastern Europe. I know I keep mentioning that. It just shows the hardcore treason. And then the system's answer? New York Post right here. It's just going to get more and more crazy. You know, they paid to build the radical mosque all over. Our government did. They created all these groups. I know it's fun to hate the Muslims all day, but do you understand how it's being manipulated? Mike's immigrant plan to save cities. I got a document. It's actually in my car. I forgot to bring it in. Where they just breaks down everything. They're setting up gun-free zones all over the country. Bloomberg and Emanuel outside of law. A big foundation money. I mean, these are crooks. This is a guy that wants to fine you $2,000 if you use salt in your restaurant. Mike's immigrant plan to save cities. Ratcheting up controversial proposal for revitalizing American cities. Mayor Bloomberg yesterday suggested the federal government deliberately force large municipalities. Deliberately force. The feds force cities. Just forget states. Forget anything. You see? We got an empire now. Like Karl Rogel in the New York Times. We're an empire now. We'll do whatever we want. You mean the bankers that run us are an empire now? Ratcheting up his controversial proposal for revitalizing America's cities, Mayor Bloomberg yesterday suggested the federal government deliberately forced, that's a quote, large municipalities to take in immigrants as the only hope of salvaging their battered economies. Battered by you with literally 83 new taxes I saw last year alone in New York. It was 83 new taxes. The mayor also criticized President Obama for deporting more immigrants than the last four or five presidents put together. That's all just show. They deport a few thousand. Bloomberg spoke at Midtown Forum time to release of a new study titled Not Coming to America, Why the U.S. is Falling Behind in the Global Race. We have the highest immigration in the world. And here's the deal. Immigrants are actually good for this country if there's no welfare. They are good because then you get the ones that want to work. And they are good. They are hardworking. They're not spoiled, rotten, yuppies, trash, three or four generations of thumb-sucking hippies. They're coming here with Ford Foundation running the universities, and they're teaching them to be anti-gun, pro-abortion, anti-family. And so they are the enemy of this country. 90-plus percent of immigrants, when they end up becoming citizens, vote Democratic Party. I know Republicans are a bad choice, too, but the point is they want to end this country. They've got to all be kicked out of here. We've got to stop it down to zero because the globalists are using them to drive a wedge in this country. If there was no welfare federally, you could have it locally for people really down and out, real charity. Then I'd be, yeah, we can take millions of immigrants a year because that's the type we want. We do not want. I mean, these people get here. U.S. hospitals advertise in Mexico to come up here and have your baby free. And then the hospitals are all going bankrupt. So then you've got to have national health care because they bankrupted the charity hospitals. You know, 30% of hospital work until about 15 years ago, new doctors were told you will do 30% of your work for free. That was normal. People like Ron Paul used to 30% of the time work at charity hospitals for free because that's what you're supposed to do. It's not about being out at the golf carts all day. It's the Hippocratic Oath. It is a sacred honor to be a physician. It's like the hospitalers. That's where the word comes from. These were volunteer nurses and doctors that would go and take care of people. That's where the word hospital comes from. It is a Christian thing of charity. Oh, we've gotten off the path of the path that leads to prosperity and freedom. We're going down a rat hole, ladies and gentlemen. If the globalists are for it, I'm against it. Isn't that simple? If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. I can intellectually show you how they're for it. It's always bad. But it's a real simple rule. If the devil is for something, you better be against it. Real simple. Not hard to figure out. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. Josh in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? Man, the rat hole's getting pretty deep, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's moving fast now.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
I'm doing everything I can to just not eject out of this country out of pure selfishness, but I'm not. I've sworn to go down with the ship. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, man. Hey, I have a couple questions about, you know, how you were stating about earlier about the retinal scanners in the grocery stores.
Yes, hidden retina scanners that I learned of 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news.
Yeah, yeah. My question is, I can't see. I'm blind. Can they look into people's eyes that can't see?
If your eyes are open.
Oh, whoa. That's scary. My next question is, the H1N1 shot. I have actually gotten the vaccine. My question is, if I go get tested for cancer from this shot, would I be allowed to go to federal court and try to attempt to sue the pharmaceutical company?
No, because they've created a liability fund where you go through a special court that isn't a real court. And even if you're one out of, I think it's one out of 10, the last number I saw, very few people even win. And then you sign agreements for a paltry sum. You know, your kid's dead or brain damaged. And those are the lucky ones where the kid collapses there in the hospital and has the convulsion so they can prove it was the shot. So they just put it on the insert, cancer, brain damage, narcolepsy, neurological disorders. And then they just go, hey, you should have read the insert. But listen, there's a new industry where they're doing cancer testing. We all get cancer every day. Then they go in and cut out things like they do cancers all the time where people swallow, a seed out of an apple gets in your lungs. In fact, statistics show a lot of people have that. My grandmother, they think it was an apple seed in her lung. Chopped the lung out, gave her 10 years of miserable life after it, screwed up her heart, paralyzed part of her face. And they're like, oops, sorry, but she's old-fashioned, doesn't sue. It was a particulate in there. So a lot of times, you know, you've got an apple seed or a lemon seed in your lung. I mean, a lot of people, again, the numbers I've seen are, as many as one out of five is the last number I saw, have a seed or something in their lung. And the body just encapsulates it. I've been out on my bike many times when I used to ride dirt bikes. I've inhaled so many. You ever had mosquitoes shoot up your nose, a fly down your mouth? We've got bugs in our lungs, man. They're going to go, they're going to find a cancer marker, and they're going to chop you open. I mean, a lot of the time. So, again, it doesn't give you cancer right away. H1N1, two government studies in Canada admitted, doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year. But then after that, your immune system bounces back. We know it was a simulant they released a year before they actually released it. It doesn't appear. Our scientists said so, but then it was confirmed. It had a tracker virus. We're not sure if it's so highly advanced added to it. But it's got an artificial tech package. Really, it's nanotech. That's what viruses are anyways, natural nanotech attached to it. So you were hit with a combo soft kill weapon. We don't know when it's going to activate. It's aggregated for the average unhealthy person. If you get super healthy, get on superfoods, it may stop it from triggering. But generally, it's set to trigger hormonally around retirement. It's a soft kill weapon. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Look, we've got a case of tyranny, the likes of which the world's never seen. It's naked in our face, flaming on fire, jumping up and down with bullhorns announcing itself. Yeah, we got re-education camps. Yeah, we're going to get you. They want to intimidate us. And so many people, and I'm going back to your calls, call me over the years. I see comments going, Alex Jones is here to scare us. And I think about that. I mean, if somebody came to me and said, there's a guy, there's a gang going house to house robbing people, I wouldn't go, how dare you come to my house and scare me? I'd say, thank you. Let me get my firearms. I mean, it's already happening. Knowing is good. I went down to the creek, and one of my children hadn't gotten the water yet. And they go, look out, Daddy, it's a big snake. And I don't want to scare my wife, but she's listening. I think it was a big water moccasin. Now she won't go down to the creek and go swimming. I got to get down there and hunt those things. They come out early in the morning at night. I'm going to go spotlight and kill them. The point is, that'll make her happy. But I'll even shoot a YouTube of it. How's that sound? Because it is kind of Snake Central. And was it fear-mongering that my son said, hey, look at that big snake, while I was swimming around? Of course, it was trying to get away. It was going the other direction. No, it was, hey, there's a snake. And so I think everybody's like I am. I mean, got a threat? It's happening? People are like, well, they're going to get you. Well, you know what? Then they are. I mean, there's no debating or discussing this, okay? I'm not hardcore enough. This is so hardcore. They're killing us. Look around you. How many people you know got cancer? A lot of you won't look up the statistics and find out what I'm saying is true. So just how many of you know people that have cancer? If you're 60, 70, 80 years old, you remember kids with cancer when you were growing up? Never heard of it, had you? Did people seem this dumbed down and this unable to focus? All the numbers are there. The IQs are dropping. The attention spans are dropping. The language is getting smaller. People are using less words. This is scientific, and I have all the documents. And I want it to stop. It's that simple. Yeah, there's the New York Times, cancer on the rise. And that's a whitewash article. And who leads the world in everything? Us. We're being murdered. And people are like, but it's our government. It's not our government. We were taken over by eugenicists that are so smart, they don't have a guy in a dictator outfit going Sieg Heil up there or somebody like Stalin. They just have fake politicians, fake fronts, billboards, how the government loves you everywhere, and they're just killing you behind the scenes. Let's go to another call here. Daryl in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Two things, if I may. You hit it on the spot earlier when you said the immigrants, that they, when they come here, that they were taught and brainwashed to be Democrats. Like, for example, my family, who's Jamaican, my father died when I was nine. When I was nine from walking pneumonia. Mother is still alive, but she was raised to be a Democrat here. She voted for Clinton because that's what she was taught. Democrats were good. She voted for Obama because that's what she was taught. Because they were taught Democrats were good. I'm like, I can understand because they wanted to get a black person in office, which I can totally understand the concept. They come up for the black community. But I'm like, if that's the case, you want to vote for race, you should have voted Cynthia McKinney. But of course, when I say stuff like that, they just get lost. And
well, sure. I mean, look at all the media hype. The system is promoting someone. The system is evil. It's a no-brainer. People have to stop getting into hype. They've got to learn to recognize it and get nauseous. When I see hype, I get sick. And I see the general public gets all happy when they see the hype. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, it's definitely disgusting. That's why I started my rally in August for people that's in the Atlanta area. Go take it to the media. Just, we need to get out there and just show them that we're here. We know they're not.
Did you get any response last time you plugged the rally you're going to have?
Yeah, I got a few people contacted me, a few people from out of the state contacted me.
All right, tell us the name of it. Tell us the name of the rally real fast.
It's called Take It to the Media.
Take It to the Media in Atlanta.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.